joining us from this morning or evening, depending on where you're watching from. Can you just lift up your hands and begin to worship the King of Glory this morning? Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. Glory be to God in the highest. Go ahead and worship Him. Go ahead and worship Him. Great is the Lord. Greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole world is Mount Zion, on the size of the north, the city of our King. Can we just go ahead and worship Him wherever you are listening, watching this broadcast from this morning? He's kept you, He's protected you, He's preserved you. You are alive today by His mercy. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Glorify His name. Honor, adoration to our King this morning. Thank you, blessed Comforter. Thank you for the privilege of life. Thank you for the access that we have to come into your presence. Once again, Holy Spirit, we ask you to breathe afresh upon us this morning. Breathe afresh upon your word this morning. Let your word bring healing and hope and recovery to our world. Let every man and woman listening receive their due portion. Be glorified. In Jesus' name we worship and pray. Praise the name of the Lord. We just want to bless the Lord once again this morning for the singular honor and the privilege to come into our world this morning. We'd like to welcome every one of us joining this broadcast. This is our Dare to Dream Christian Center. This is our online service this morning. We'd like you to know that while we are confident of the fact that our God is in control of the situation or what is happening in the world, we also want to encourage every one of us to keep on observing all the basic principles of personal hygiene, social distancing, you know, avoiding crowded places. One thing is sure, one thing is certain. We know that together this virus is already defeated in Jesus' name. This morning, I want to share with you a message that will be in a series form. I'll be speaking this morning on the subject of fear not. Fear not. We're going to take our text from Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, fear thou not. This is God speaking to Israel through Isaiah. For I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. Please notice the word, I'm with you. I'm your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Like I said, I'll be sharing with us today on the subject of fear not. Fear not. In other words, don't fear. When you look at the world today and what we are passing through in the world, it is clear that there's so much uncertainty, there's so much fear in our world today. I want you to know that when you look at God's admonition to us this morning that we should not be afraid, you begin to wonder, is it really possible not to fret? Is it really possible not to be frightened? Is it really possible not to be afraid in the midst of what we are hearing, what we are seeing, the news, and so on and so forth? Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that God will never ask us to do something that we are not capable of doing. For God to say, fear not, it certainly means that we have the capacity, we have the wherewithal not to fear. And listen to me, it is possible not to fear. Listen, we are not denying the fact that we are not living in challenging times. We are living in challenging times. Listen, God's word never promises us that we will not go through tough times. Rather, God's word promises us that in the midst of the turbulence of life, He is going to be with us. Don't forget, Psalm 23 verse 4 says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Notice that. I walk through the valley. It didn't say you will not walk through the valley. He says, thou art with me. That's why he says, I will not fear. So it's important for us to realize that we are living a fearful world, but it's possible to live above fear. It's possible not to be fearful. It's possible to be fearless and not fearful. There are several instances of that in the Bible. Jesus said in John 16 verse 33, he says, in the world, that's where we're living. In the world, you will have tribulation, you have trouble, you have distress. That is what is happening right now. But he says, in the midst of that, I will give you hope. He says, be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. You know, at times when people talk about peace, many people think that peace means the absence of danger. No, peace actually means the presence of God in the midst of danger. Otherwise, how could Jesus have slept when he was with his disciples in the boat on the high seas, and there was a turbulence in Mark chapter 4 from verse 35 down to the end? It was so much that water entered into the boat. They were about to sink. Jesus was sleeping in the midst of trouble. He was calm. That's to tell you that peace does not mean the absence of danger. Peace rather means the presence of God in the midst of danger. Another example is when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. to be thrown into a lion's den is not a funny experience. But you know, something surprising happened. The lion, instead of eating and feasting on Daniel, they were playing with him. Ladies and gentlemen, that is somebody in the midst of trouble, but who was at peace. When the king came out in Daniel chapter 6 and was shouting, Daniel, servant of the Most High God, your God that you serve continually, is he able to deliver you? Daniel said in Daniel 6 verse 32, it says, my Lord has sent the mouth of the lions because he has sent his angel. Don't forget, scripture says in Psalm 34 verse 7, the angels of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him. So my admonition to you this morning is, fear not. That's what God is saying to us. That's what God is saying to you. Not just in this hour, not just in this season. Any season, any hour of life you have, listen to this, fear not. That's God's message to you this morning. Fear not. Sometimes ago, I decided to do a study on the word fear not. I discovered that the word fear not appears in the KJV Bible, that is the King James Version of the Bible, 74 times. Fear not, either directly or indirectly. And the word be not afraid in the same version of the Bible occurs 29 times. So that's like 103 times in the Bible. God's admonition to you and I is to fear not. And I'm saying this to you this morning, fear not. That's the message. Fear not, fear not. Do not be terrified. Do not be overtaken by the events of what is happening in the world, because God is in control. I want to say this to you this morning. You will survive this season. You will succeed in this season. And you will have significance in the name of Jesus. Now, it's important for us to realize that when God says fear not, that number of times in the Bible, that means it's a very important issue to him. That means he's trying to communicate a message to us. What does God mean by the word fear not? The word fear not, what is God trying to say to you and I, really? I believe that God is trying to say the following things to us by saying fear not. Number one, God is saying, do not yield or succumb to fear. I say that again. When God says fear not, he's trying to tell you and I, don't succumb, don't surrender, don't yield to fear. That is to tell you that if care is not taken, fear will have the upper hand. So he's saying don't yield to it. Listen, the temptation to fear will come. The suggestion to fear will come. The feeling of fear will come. But God is saying, don't succumb. And I'm saying to you this morning, don't succumb to it. Psalm 27 verse 1, scripture says, David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength or the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So listen to this. When God says fear not, what God is saying to you and I is don't succumb to fear. Wherever you are watching me from, say after me, say, I will not succumb to fear. Say it again. Say, I will not succumb to fear. Because it's important for you to know that's the message that God is communicating. What's the second message that God is telling you and I by saying, fear not? Fear not also means do not fear. In other words, don't do it. Listen, that is to tell you that you have the power. The power is available. The power not to fear is available to you as a child of God. The power not to fear. I wanted to say this after me. The power not to fear is given unto me. Listen, fear is a choice, just like faith is a choice. You need to make your choice. I pray for you this morning that your choice will be faith and not fear. When God says fear not, God is saying don't do it. Listen, for him to say don't fear, that's to tell you that obviously, he knows something about fear, that fear is injurious, that fear is harmful, that fear will do us no good. So it's important for you to know that when he says fear not, that simply means I have the power not to fear. I want you to know that this morning, you have the power not to fear. Listen, the fact that people are fearing is because they've given in to the choice to fear. You need to know that the choice is yours this morning. Psalm 12 verse 7. I love that scripture. It says concerning the man who puts his trust in God, he shall not. Notice that word. He shall not, the man. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. It's a choice. He chose not to. The Bible says his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Psalm 18 verse 6, the psalmist says, the Lord is on my side, or the Lord is for me. He now says, therefore, I will not fear. You can see that, fear is a choice and faith is a choice. So what choice are you going to make this morning? For God to say, fear not, he's saying, don't do it. And I'm telling you this morning, don't fear. Do not be afraid. Do not be terrified. Do not be afraid, because the Lord your God is with you in Jesus' name. Now, what does God mean again? Number three, when he says, fear not. It also means, do not allow the feelings or the spirit of fear to dominate you. Listen, fear is not just a feeling or an emotion. It's a negative emotion. Fear is also a spirit. Let me say this to you. I'm not telling you that you will not have opportunities. There will be, listen, the feeling of fear will come. The spirit of fear at times may even want to come upon you. But you know what to do. God has given you the power to say no. Feelings come. Feelings go. Opportunities to be afraid will come. But you need to respond. There's a story in the Bible, one of the friends of Job, in Job 4 verse 14, he said, fear came upon him and all his bones were shaken. That's the negative effect of fear. When you allow fear, for him to say that fear came and fell upon him suggests that it was a spirit. Fear is a spirit. It's not just an emotion. There's a spirit behind fear. That's why the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of us. I see you overcoming your fears. I see you triumphing and living over fear in the name of Jesus. You know, David himself said in Psalm 56 verse 3, he says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in God. So that meant he had opportunities. This was David that killed Goliath. This was the David that killed the lion, that killed the bear. So there were opportunities of fear, but he chose not to succumb to the spirit of fear. I'm saying to you this morning, don't succumb to the feeling of fear. Don't succumb to the spirit of fear, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And you will overcome in the mighty name of Jesus. There's a very interesting story again in the book of Mark chapter 5. Jesus was on his way to the house of Jairus. Jairus, you know, the man who was one of the leaders of the synagogue. The daughter was sick at the point of death. Before Jesus got to his house, news came from verse 35. Don't bother the master anymore. Your daughter is dead. Now, I love the way Jesus responded. Verse 36. The Bible says immediately Jesus had those words. Why? Why did he respond like that? Because Jesus understands the workings of fear. Because at that moment, fear came to the man. Fear came to Jairus. The Bible says Jesus told the man, fear not, only believe. You could see that Jesus did not allow fear to settle. He didn't allow fear to take root. And that's the same approach you must have to fear. Don't allow fear to overwhelm you. I'm saying to you, you will live and not die. I'm saying to you this morning, you will survive this season. You will succeed in this season. And you have significance in the name of Jesus. Now, when God says, fear not, what does he mean again? Number four, I love this one. When God says, fear not, God is trying to tell you that it is not his will for you to fear. I say that again. It is not the will of God for you to be afraid. Hear me, God's people, this morning, wherever you're watching me from. Listen, when God made man, God did not create man to be afraid. Never. The Bible says in Genesis 1, verse 28, he placed man in charge. He said, dominate the heart. In other words, be in charge. I mean, somebody who is in charge is not supposed, listen, someone that God has put in charge is not supposed to be afraid of crocodile or afraid of cockroach or afraid of whatever. Everything that God made, God put it under the control of man. But you see, it was when man fell that man started, you know, the fear syndrome. So I wanted to know that God did not create you for fear. Listen, what am I saying? It's not the will of God for you to be afraid. Yes, that's not his will for you. The Bible says, be ye not unwise. Ephesians 5 verse 17. But understanding what the will of the Lord is. In case you want to know what is God's will concerning me, concerning fear, he says, fear not. You know, one of the things I discovered when I studied the subject of fear not in the Bible was that in instances when God sent his angel or an angel of the Lord to his people, you will see that most of the time, the first thing the angel said was, fear not. When the angel appeared unto Zechariah in Luke chapter 1 verse 13, the angel said, fear not, Zechariah, your prayer is heard. The same angel went to the house of Mary, Luke chapter 1, verse 30. The angel said, fear not, Mary. You could see that it was a personalized message. Fear not, Mary. He said, you have found favor with God. When the angels of the Lord came to the shepherd that were keeping flock at night, when Jesus Christ was born, in Luke chapter 2, verse 10, the angel said, fear not, I bring you today good tidings of joy, which shall be to the whole world. Listen, what am I saying? God has not changed his method. God has not changed his plan. His plan is for you not to be afraid. You know, in Isaiah that we read, Isaiah 41 verse 10, it says, fear thou not. Now, this is a message that God sent through Isaiah to the children of Israel. It says, fear thou not. If you read Isaiah 43 verse 1, it says, fear not, for I have redeemed you. Isaiah 43 verse 5, it says, fear not, for I am with you. Listen, whichever way you look at it, is the will of God for you not to fear. Say after me, say, I will not be afraid, because it's God's will for me not to fear. That is the message God is saying to us in this hour. That is the message God is saying to us for this season. And listen to me, it is possible not to fear. Because at times people say, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm passing through. You don't know the turmoil that is going on in my heart. You don't know how things are. There's nothing that you're going through that God does not know. He said in Isaiah 43 verse 2, when you pass through the waters shall not overflow you. When you pass through the rivers, I will not allow the rivers to overwhelm you. He says, when you even walk through the fire will not burn you. Neither shall the flame be kindled upon you. So God is committed to you. Child of God, hear me and hear me well this morning. Fear is not your portion. Fear is not your heritage. By the way, because of the brevity of my time this morning, what is fear? Because we need to make a distinction, a clarity on what fear is. Listen, the kind of fear that I'm talking about this morning is the negative kind of fear. There are two kinds of fear. There's what I call the positive kind of fear and the negative kind of fear. The positive kind of fear is the fear of the Lord. That one is okay. That's the reverential fear of the Lord. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. There's nothing wrong with that kind of fear. We ought to fear God. Now, I'm not talking about that kind of fear. I'm talking about the fear that we all deal with. This is the negative kind of fear. It's called a negative emotion. It's called the spirit of fear. By the way, fear is the opposite of faith. Fear is faith in reverse gear. I was, some time ago, I did a study on the root meaning of the word fear. And I discovered something very interesting that probably it will interest you also. The word fear is gotten from an old English word that is spelled as fair. That is F-A-E-R. Fair. That word, what does it mean? It means, listen, calamity. It means danger or sudden attack. That's what fear is. Fear is a calamity. Fear is dangerous. Fear is sudden attack. A sudden attack on your welfare. A sudden attack on your well-being. A sudden attack on your peace. A sudden attack on your joy. Interestingly, that word fear is also gotten from an old German word that is spelled Fara. Fara. F-A-R-A. And what does it mean? It means ambush. Ambush. Or a snare. That is what fear is. Fear is an ambush. You know what it means to ambush somebody somewhere? I mean, it's like a sudden attack. Listen, that's what fear is. And listen to me, child of God, fear is not your friend. Fear is a foe. This morning, in the name that is above every name, as the word of God comes to you, I see fear, the stronghold of fear being dispelled, being broken over you in the name of Jesus. I declare your liberty this morning. I declare your freedom. I declare your setting free. Do you know that fear kills faster than what people are afraid of? That's why this morning, the word of healing, the word of liberation is coming to you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. There's a fear in the atmosphere right now. There's a fear all over the place. You will not be a partaker of that in the name of Jesus. Jesus sets you free today in the mighty name of Jesus. Before I round up today, there's something that I want to leave with you. I want to share with you some reasons why you should not fear. Someone said, do I have good reasons not to fear? The answer is yes. If you're a child of God, there are good reasons not to fear. We have about 10 of them. We'll probably look at 2 or 3 today. We'll pick it up next week, Tuesday, by His grace. So what are the reasons why I should not fear? Why should I not be afraid in this season and this hour and beyond this season? Number one, the first reason why you should not fear is because your tomorrow is in the hands of the Almighty God. I say that again. Your tomorrow is in His hands. Listen, if your future is in God's hands, you have no reason to fear. You know, as human beings are generally very curious. We are very inquisitive. We want to know about our future. You know, with all that is happening in the world today, the COVID-19 saga, the pandemic all over the place, A lot of people are threatened about, oh, what's my future? Future concerning my job, future concerning my business, future concerning my tomorrow. Now, these are obvious realities, but for a child of God, your tomorrow is all right. I want to say that to you this morning, wherever you're watching me from, your tomorrow is all right. Listen, listen, listen to this. God owns tomorrow. And if you're a child of God, he has great plans for you. Don't forget what he said. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. It says, my thoughts towards you are thoughts of what? Of peace, not of evil. To give you an expected end. Romans 8, 28 says, it says, we know, you need to know that. It says, we know that all things, not some things, it says all things work together. What does that mean? Good or bad or ugly. I want to say that again. Good or bad or ugly, no matter what the scenario is, the baddest of situations, the most ugliest of situations, the most challenging of situations, listen, listen to me this morning, it's going to work together for your good. That's why you have no business being afraid. You have no business fearing, because your future is in his hands. My tomorrow is all right. Your tomorrow is all right. Your tomorrow is already settled. So why fear? Why fear? You know, somebody was asking me the other day, he says, where is God in all of this? I said, God is there. God is right there. God is alive. He's well. He's at work. You know that this song we used to sing in those days back in school, it says, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, you can face tomorrow. You will face today and tomorrow confidently in the name of Jesus. So there's no reason to be afraid. There's a scripture about the end times that Jesus said in Luke 21 verse 26. He says, men's heart will fail them. Why? Because of fear. Do you know that people can have heart attacks based on fear? It says, men's heart will fail them because of fear. And because of the things that are going to be coming upon the world. It says the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Look at what is happening over the world now. You see that fear has gripped many people. I declare over you this morning that the spirit of fear will not take over your life. I declare your liberty. I declare your lifting. I declare your liberation in the name of Jesus. Fear is not your portion. Because your tomorrow is settled. Say that to yourself. Your tomorrow, my tomorrow shall be all right. Because my tomorrow is. Listen, there are many things we don't know as a human being. But I know someone that knows tomorrow. So why should I be afraid? I don't know about tomorrow, but he knows tomorrow. And since my life is hid in Christ and Christ is hid in God, my tomorrow will be all right. That's why you should not be afraid. You should not fear. I think it was Kirk Franklin who said, I know that I can make it. I know that I will stand. No matter what comes my way, my life is in his hands. Child of God, listen to me this morning. Your life is in his hands. Your life is in his hand. That's why the enemy will not hold sway. The enemy will not prevail over you in the name of Jesus. Jesus said in John 14 verse 1. He says, let not your heart be troubled. That's God's message to you this morning. Let not your heart be troubled. He said, believe in God and believe also in me. Listen, he has given you assurance. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Your tomorrow shall be all right. That's why you should not be afraid. Job said in the midst of the persecution and the trouble that he went through, Job 19:25, he says, I know that my Redeemer lives. Because he lives, you will face tomorrow confidently. Your tomorrow shall be all right. Your family, your children, your investments, everything, your career shall be all right. So don't fear. That's the first reason why we should not be afraid. Please always remember this, that your times are in God's hands. Your times are in his hands. My life is planned. My life is planned. As long as I cooperate with the owner and the creator of my life, I will get to my destination. I see you get to your destination. I see you arriving at your destination. So that's the first reason why you should not fear. Reason number two, why should I not fear? You should not fear because your faith will not walk in an atmosphere of fear. I say that again. Your faith will not walk in an atmosphere of fear. Fear and faith cannot coexist peacefully together. It's like light and darkness. They have nothing in common. Listen to me. It's either you choose faith or you choose fear. There is no in between. Listen, if you know and understand this principle I'm talking about, you will not give any room for fear. Because you need your faith to work. Now is the time that you need your faith to work. You know why? Because faith is your weapon of victory. That's what Jesus said. 1 John 5 verse 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is what? The victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. So your faith is your weapon of victory. So anything that affects your faith will affect your victory. And anything that affects your faith will affect your life. God said this to me this morning. He said an attack on your faith is an attack on your victory and an attack on your life. Never forget that. An attack on your faith is an attack on what? Your victory and on your life. So that's why the Bible says in Ephesians 6 verse 16, it says, wherefore taking unto you, holding unto the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts. Listen, Satan is firing so many arrows. Arrows of fear. Fear of uncertainty. Fear of tomorrow. Fear of the future. Fear of failure. Fear of rejection. Fear of mishap, all kinds of fear. You need to hold the shield of faith. This is the time you need to hold to your faith in God. Your faith will not allow you to be put to shame. Faith in God never fails. That songwriter says, he has promised he will never fail. I can assure you that if you hold onto the shield of faith, you will become. By the way, the only fight that God has called you and I to is a fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6 verse 12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Fight it. It's a good fight. Lay hold of eternal life. Ladies and gentlemen, guard your faith. The reason why you should not fear is because fear will not allow your faith to operate. This is the time you need your faith to be up and doing. This is the time you need your faith to be strong. So if you allow fear, you are weakening your faith. I love what Kenneth Copeland said. He said, fear tolerated is faith contaminated. I say it again. He says, fear tolerated is faith contaminated. In other words, if you tolerate fear, you are contaminating your faith. That's what fear does. Fear contaminates, fear compromises, and fear corrupts your faith. If you don't want your faith to be corrupted, you have to hold on to the word of God. Philippians 2 verse 16 says, holding on to the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run or labor in vain. If you hold on to his word, you will survive this season. If you hold on to his word, you will not be put to shame. I remember how God gave me victory years ago, early days of my Christian experience. Victory over spiritual attack in my sleep. Listen to this. There was this fear about going to sleep in those days that if you sleep, I was going to be attacked. But you know one thing? I started attacking that spirit of fear by faith, with my faith. I started confronting it, and God gave me victory. He gave me victory over the fear. He gave me victory over the fear of sleep. And he gave me a blessed sleep. I see you also overcoming. Listen to this. You must not allow fear to take root. Let faith take root. Let the word of God take root. That's why you need to saturate yourself with the word of God in this season. Psalm 112 that I quoted earlier on, verse 7, says, he shall not be afraid. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Why? His heart is fixed. Doing what? Trusting the Lord. Because faith and fear cannot coexist together, you must say no to fear. Say no to fear. Hold on to your faith. Your faith will see you through in this hour and in this season, and you will not be put to shame in the name of Jesus. That's the second reason why you should not fear. Reason number three, I'm going to stop on this. Third reason why you should not fear is because the Lord has promised never to leave you nor to forsake you. If you go to Isaiah 41 that we read our text, look at verse 10. It says, fear thou not, for I am with you. Notice, it didn't say I'm going to be with you. It didn't say I may be with you. It didn't say I'm thinking about being with you. It said I am with you. I'm with you. Matthew 28 verse 20. Jesus said, I am with you all the way. It's not going to be with you for some time. It's not going to be with you only good times. It's with you good times, bad times, ugly times. That's why I love what he said in Hebrews 13 verse 5. He says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's a promise. If you look at Isaiah 43 verse 5, it says, fear not, for I am with you. Listen to me, child of God. He is with you. So there's no reason to be afraid. Years ago, there was this testimony of this man who went and was complaining to God about how God was not with him when he was facing the most challenging situation of his life. He saw God gave him a revelation. In that revelation, he saw his footprints and God's footprints. And after a while, you know, he didn't see God's footprint. He was just seeing one footprint. And one thing was clear. And he was telling God, what happened here? You are with me from this state to this state to this state. But when I got to this stage, I didn't see you there anymore. What happened? That's when you left me. I can remember. That's when the heat was on me. And God says, I never left you. And I said, what happened? He said, what actually happened was that when the heat was turning on you so hard and so bad, instead of walking with you, I decided to carry you. So in other words, the footprints you are seeing is my own footprints, not your own footprints. I wanted to know this morning that he is with you. Listen, he said, fear not, I am with you. You know, because we live in the sense realm world. Most of the time, because people think that they don't feel God's presence, God is not there. He didn't say, when you feel my presence, that's where I'm going to be there. You know what faith is? Faith means to take God as his word. Listen, God is with you, whether you feel it or not. God is with you, child of God, whether you see it or not. And this is an assurance that you must have. I don't walk by what I see. I don't walk by what I feel. I don't walk by what I hear. I walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7 says that we walk by faith, not by sight. What does that mean? We don't walk by feelings. Listen, Isaac walked by feelings and he was led astray. He prayed for the wrong person. He blessed the wrong person. So it's important for you to know. Listen to me, child of God. He's with you. Psalm 118 verse 6. It says, the Lord is on my side. The Lord is for me. I will not fear. I will not fear. You know, David says something that really encouraged me in Psalm 3. Psalm 3 verse 6. He says, I will not be afraid of 10 of thousands of people that rises up against me. Think about that. Why will you not be afraid of 10 of thousands of people? Because he knows he's with him. You see, one thing you need to know in this season is the undeniable presence of God. God's presence is with you whether you feel it or not. God's presence is with you whether you see it or not. We don't walk by feelings. We don't walk by sight. We don't walk by what we see. We walk by a greater truth. The Bible says that the truth of God's word is superior to every other truth. You know, one thing I discovered, at times God will not deliver you. God will deliver you at times from evil. But at times he chooses not to deliver you from evil. He chooses to deliver you in the midst of evil. But you know, at times, he chooses not that approach. He may even allow you to go through evil. The evil has done all that he has done. Then he will now show himself strong. So I say, where do you see that? Look at Lazarus. Lazarus died, and Jesus waited 4 days before God brought him back from the grave. I want you to know that we don't walk by feelings. Whether you see it or not, whether you feel it or not, God is at work. I want to say this to you, wherever you're listening to me from this morning, God is with you. He's with you in this hour. You may not feel it, you may not see it. That does not mean that he's not with you. The greatest thing, some of the greatest thing that has happened in my life has happened when I didn't feel it, when I didn't see it. It didn't look like it, but God is there. Listen, I feel like saying this before I close this morning. God is with you. He's with you now. He's with you always. That's his promise. That's why you should not be afraid. I want to say to you this morning, fear not. He's with you. When you look at the story of Joseph, you will have thought, oh, God is not with this man. Because if God was with him, why did God allow him to be sold into slavery? God was there. Because if you read the account, Genesis 39, in the house of Potiphar's slave, the Bible says, and the Lord was with Joseph. Listen, God was with him when they sold him into slavery. God was with him when he was in Potiphar's house. God was with him when he was in prison. God was with him when he stood before Pharaoh. God was with him when he lived in the palace. Child of God, regardless of the circumstance of life, know this with absolute authority. That is with you. Listen, if he allows you to go through the fire, it's because he knows you have what it takes to go through it. I can tell you authoritatively that because of the presence of God, your life will be preserved. Your home will be preserved. Your destiny will be preserved. Your tomorrow will be all right. I remember an incident years ago when I wanted to get married. You know, everything did not look like it, at least from the natural point of view, in terms of the finances, in terms of preparations. That was when my dad, even of blessed memory, then was telling me, he said, are you sure we'll go on with this plan? Because it was a civil engineer. He had a, you know, a company with some of his friends. I mean, there were no contracts. Things were tight. And I told him, I said, the day was chosen based on God's leading and God's conviction. We're going ahead with the wedding. He said, but I may not be able to do what I'm supposed to do as a father. I said, don't worry. I said, there's a God who keeps covenant. There's a God who knows to do what man cannot do. To the glory of God, to the honor of his name, to the shame of the devil, God put the enemy to shame because the wedding went on and was successful. God took the glory. God made the way. I'm saying this to you. You may not feel like he's with you now, but he is with you. And because, listen, he's been with you. It's not based. You know, some people think that when they feel blessed, that's when they are blessed. No. You are blessed regardless of your feeling. You are blessed regardless of your circumstance. Regardless of what is happening around you now, I can tell you that God is with you. Because he's with you. The evil, no evil shall befall you. If you look at Psalm 92, it says, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling place. God's covenant is sure. God's protection is sure. A pass through moments and seasons of life when the heat was on me, when fear was within and fear was without. But you know something? In the midst of the storm. In the midst of the storm, he was there. I want to prophesy to you this morning, God is there with you. God is with you in this hour. He has not left you. He has not forsaken you. Because he's with you, fear will not dominate your life. Whatever you're watching me this morning, I want you to lift up your hands. And I want you to make this declaration in the name that is above every name, that I will not succumb to fear. I refuse to succumb to fear. I refuse to surrender to fear. I resist fear. I renounce fear. Begin to declare it. I resist fear. I renounce fear. I say no to fear. You will not have dominion over me. I will fear no evil. Because the word of the Lord says in Proverbs 1 verse 33. Proverbs 1 verse 33 says, he that hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely. That's your portion. And shall be quiet, peaceful from the fear of evil. The fear of evil is not your portion. I declare in the name. I want you to begin to pray with vigor this morning. Begin to pray and pray with authority. Resist fear. Renounce fear. I will not succumb to the spirit of fear. I will not succumb to the feeling of fear. Angro tekeso Rebecca Suremba Bapatata. Ambro de Gisa. I pray for your liberation this morning. I pray for your lifting this morning. I pray for your setting free this morning. I release virtue. I release God's power to touch you right now, wherever you're listening to me from. The yoke, the burden of fear is lifted in the name of Jesus. Lifted, because my tomorrow is in his hands. I will not be afraid, because my tomorrow is in his hands. I will not be afraid. I choose to feed my faith and not my fear. I choose to feed my faith and not my fear. Renounce fear this morning. Resist fear this morning. Limbro bakaro zebayanda. Let the word of God saturate yourself in the word of God continuously. Saturate yourself in the word of God continuously. Speak God's word continuously over your life. Speak God's word continuously over your family. Declare God's word continuously over your situation. Don't give in to fear. Don't surrender to fear. That thing that is telling you, you will not survive this season. That thing that is telling you, you will die. Resist it. Renounce it. Resist it. Renounce it. Resist it and reject it. That's not your portion. That's not your heritage. Oh, your future is bright because your future is in God's hands. Glory be to Jesus. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. I refuse to tolerate fear. I refuse to allow fear. An attack on my faith is an attack on my victory. Satan, I will not allow you to deny me of my victory. My victory is sure. My victory is sure. I am an overcomer. I prevail. I say no to fear. I resist you today. I walk at liberty. I am fearless. I am fearless because I'm a child of God, the righteous. He's as bold as a lion. Lupra kaporo sekere gata lakata. Ruparianga poroseka. I want you to join me once again. Begin to speak healing and recovery to our nations. Healing and recovery to the nations of the world. We prophesy life. We prophesy healing. We prophesy virtue. We prophesy restoration. We prophesy healing. Healing to the nations of the world. Total recovery. Total recovery. We declare in the name of Jesus. Peace. 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 Peace in the nations of the world. Peace in our world. We declare it this morning. We decree it this morning. So shall it be. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever you're watching me, I want you to release your faith this morning and declare this authoritatively. Declare that fear is not my portion. Fear is not my heritage. I renounce fear. I resist fear. I refuse to fear. I embrace the promises of God. I have the reality of his presence. I will not allow fear to contaminate my faith. I know that my tomorrow is all right. And I renounce fear. So shall it be. So shall it be. I declare it so. I command it to be so. I command the peace of God to come upon you right now. I release the healing virtue of Jesus unto you right now. I speak recovery. I speak healing. We give you praise this morning. We give you praise this morning. We give you praise this morning because the entrance of your word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. Thank you for liberating us. Thank you for giving us a word of hope, a word of comfort. We are victorious in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In the mighty name of Jesus.